Fact or opinion? Facts are not opinions. It happens. One of you is talking about the news of the day, or the behavior of someone at work, or why you think that your child should devote more time to sports than they currently do. Then the other spouse tries to disagree, and one of you says that the other is the one who has their facts incorrect. And then an argument ensues. The problem here is that all too often, one or both of you confuses opinions with facts, and seldom are the two the same. Let's tackle the sports topic that I already just mentioned. One of you might firmly believe that your child stands an incredible chance of getting an athletic scholarship if they would only devote more time and often more money into practice. You believe that your child's talent is so great that any recruiter would be happy to offer them mucho bucks, and that could lead to a long and profitable sports career. The problem is that this is basically untrue. According to a director of athletics for Penn State University Abington, there are 22 times more academic scholarships than there are athletic ones. Only approximately 2% of high school athletes get athletic scholarships, and the odds of becoming a professional athlete are extremely small. So what does this lesson in scholarships have to do with the topic on hand? Simply that husbands and wives need to learn to debate topics of disagreement, knowing the difference between facts and opinions. They need to give respect to both of these, and not say to the fact person that they have a right to their opinion, as if to degrade the information's value. While opinions are truly important to consider, in areas of major importance in decision-making, at least one of you should know the facts and convey them as such, and the information should be given its appropriate level of value. It also becomes an important component of any argument that you and your wife or husband do have, one that should reduce tensions while allowing for better decision-making. You will be a more responsible person and member of your family, community, and even workplace when you are willing to accept facts and use them to reevaluate your positions and opinions regarding others and their actions. Enough said.